Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome. Thanks for joining us here on Studio Classroom. Today, it's movie time.
That's right, we're talking about blockbuster season. You know, there are certain times of the year that people tend to watch movies more than others. I know for me growing up, the time I went to the movie theater with my family was always around Christmas time.
Okay, I would see them all throughout the year, and blockbusters sure are fun to watch. These are big budget movies that they expect a lot of people to go and see. We'll learn all about this phenomenon in today's lesson. Let's jump right into it.
Blockbuster season. Why Hollywood saves its biggest films for the summer season. Explosions, superheroes, giant monsters, and packed theaters. Summer has long been the season when movie companies roll out their best product. They count on people flocking to theaters as school lets out and temperatures rise.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.首先来看 monster 这个名词，它的意思是怪物。譬如 ，The children screamed when a green monster suddenly appeared in the movie。当电影中突然出现一只绿色怪物时，孩子们尖叫了起来。monster 的形容词形式是 monstrous， 意思是巨大的或是骇人的。譬如 ，The storm created monstrous waves that crashed against the harbor walls。暴风雨掀起了巨浪，猛烈撞击港口堤防。名词呢是 monstrosity， 意思是巨大且丑陋之物。譬如 ，locals complained that the giant abandoned factory was an ugly monstrosity。当地居民抱怨这座巨型废弃工厂是个丑陋的怪兽。
Everyone loves a blockbuster, a big-budget, exciting movie. But when can you go and see these? How about blockbuster season?
Yeah, today we're talking all about why Hollywood saves its biggest films for the summer season. Why is it that this is a cultural phenomenon? Let's find out.
Let's read together, friends. Explosions, superheroes, giant monsters,and packed theaters. Let's stop right there and talk about it.
There's a lot of things to talk about there, friends. First, we see that word explosions. These are big bursts of energy or sound. Often when we're talking about an explosion in a movie, we're talking about something blowing up.
Yeah, you might see an explosion with a bomb or a weapon. You'll also see explosionswhen fireworks are shooting off.
That's right, and this is something you can often see in a movie, along with superheroes, giant monsters, and packed theaters.
Ooh, a theater that is packed is a theater that is very full and crowded. There are people in all or almost all of the seats.
Here's another example. On the weekends, the farmers market is packed. There are people everywhere.
Okay, you'll see all of these things during this time. Summer has long been the season when movie companies roll out their best product.
We see a really interesting phrase here, friends. Long been. Long been means that something has existed or been true for a long time.
For example, ice cream has long been a favorite of mine.
Oh, yes. You could say long been about a lot of different things or situations. And here we're finding out that summer is the time when movie companies roll out their best product. It has been this way for a long time.
Yeah. And we said movie companies here earlier at the very top of our article. We said Hollywood. Of course, Hollywood is a city or part of Los Angeles, but we also use that to describe the group of all the movie companies.
That's a really great point. And as we're talking about Hollywood, we see that Hollywood or movie companies count on people flocking to theaters as school lets out and temperatures rise. They count on it.
They trust in this, or they depend on it.
If you want to use count on in another sentence, you could say something like, you can count on me. You can rely on me.
Okay, they count on people flocking to theaters. That means lots of people going to these movie theaters and paying for tickets to watch movies. And one of the reasons is school lets out.
We use the phrase lets out to talk about something releasing. We're saying here that school is releasing for the summer.
Yeah, the students don't have to go to school anymore. It's time for summer vacation, so the students have a lot more time.
That's right. Now, we can use lets out for other situations as well, especially at school. Your class could let out. That means that your class has ended. Now, you'll have the same class again tomorrow, but that just means your class is over for now.
You might also let out your dog into the backyard if the weather is nice.
That's right. So this phrase can be used in lots of different ways, friends. All right, so we find out here that when school lets out, movie companies are more likely to release their best product.
And when temperatures rise, of course, the movie theater is nice and cool.
That's a good point as well. We have more to learn about this, friends, so let's continue now with our next reading.
Blockbuster season. Serving as a major part of the film industry today, the summer blockbuster movie did not always exist. It began in the 1970s when movies like Jaws, 1975, and Star Wars, 1977, were released during the summer. When they became huge hits, studios noticed people were willing to go to theaters. As a result, summer became the ideal time to release big, exciting movies. Summer blockbusters usually feature action, adventure, superheroes, or special effects. These movies are designed to attract large crowds and earn a lot of money quickly. Studios also spend more on advertisements during this season, which helps build excitement.
接下来看studio 这个名词, 它可以指工作室, 录音室, 或是摄影棚, 譬如, the studio delayed the movie's release after poor early reviews. 在获知初期评价不佳后, 制片方延后了电影的上映日期。 Studio也指单间套房或是公寓, 例如, after moving to the city, Marco rented a small studio apartment close to work. Marco 搬到城市后, 在工作地点附近租了一间小套房。 与studio意思相关的是名词 workshop, 意思是工作坊或是工厂。 譬如, the carpenter remained in his workshop for several days, determined to finish the cabinet by the deadline. 木匠在工作室里待了好几天, 决心在期限前做好那个柜子。
All right, friends, let's talk a bit more about these summer blockbusters and what you might expect to see.
Okay, we learn a little bit about the history of them here. Serving as a major part of the film industry today, the summer blockbuster movie did not always exist. We have said the word blockbuster several times already today, friends. Let's just take a moment and define it right now.
A blockbuster is a very popular and successful movie. I said earlier that it is often very big budget as well.
Okay, so you could say the new film is a blockbuster. Oftentimes this means that a movie has made a lot of revenue as well.
Yeah, blockbusters can be very popular and people remember them for years afterward.
That's right. Okay, so this summer blockbuster movie did not always exist. It began in the 1970s, when movies like Jaws, 1975, and Star Wars, 1977, were released during the summer.
Okay, so these are some examples. They were released. When something is released, it's made available to the public. In the case of a movie, that means it's now played in the theaters.
We can use released for other types of media, from online or print media as well. You can say the novel will be released later this year.
Okay, so they were released during the summer. When they became huge hits, studios noticed people were willing to go to theaters.
I think this is because people might be more bored in the summertime. Kids are usually in school, but in the summertime they have more time to spend with their families, and maybe they're looking for something to do. A trip to the movie theater used to be a lot less expensive than it is today, and oftentimes you didn't have to travel very far to go there.
Yeah, I wonder what percentage of these movies or the people going to them were kids, though. I imagine in the case of Jaws and Star Wars, it was a pretty good number.
That's true. And also, colleges often don't go through the summertime as well, so we might have to take into account that college students were seeing these movies as well.
As a result, summer became the ideal time to release big, exciting movies. Therefore, we have this blockbuster season.
That is the history of the blockbuster movie. Now, let's talk a little bit more about what these movies are like.
All right, summer blockbusters usually feature action, adventure, superheroes, or special effects.
Okay, so we see this word adventure here, friends, and we're talking about a movie genre with exciting journeys and action in it, in exciting or unknown places. The word adventure has the idea that you're going on a journey or exploring something, and often there's a lot of action involved.
One series of classic adventure movies is the Indiana Jones movies.
Okay, so we see that these adventure movies make for popular blockbuster films. They often include superheroes or special effects as well.
Special effects are little tricks that make movies look amazing. Before, those might have been things like blowing things up for real, to make it look cool in the movie. Today, we often use computers to do this.
That's right. You could say that a film has great special effects. Okay, let's read on here, friends. Learning more about summer blockbusters, these movies are designed to attract large crowds and earn a lot of money quickly.
Okay, they want to attract. They want to pull in interest. They want to pull people toward them or make them interested.
Here's another way to use attract in a sentence. Bright colors attract attention.
Yeah, and they definitely want to make money quickly. That's why there's often so much discussion about how much a blockbuster movie makes in its very first weekend.
Yeah, I've also noticed that when movie companies are trying to promote a blockbuster film, oftentimes the actors are going on press tours or doing a lot of PR at that time.
They'll do a lot of interviews, so people are thinking about that movie. Well, studios also spend more on advertisements during this season, which helps build excitement.
Let's talk about advertisements, friends. These are messages to sell or promote things. Nowadays, advertisements could appear in a newspaper, on the television, online, and even on your social media apps.
Yeah, advertisements have always been important. Originally, that might have been commercials on TV Today, advertisements do take the form of things like those interviews.
You know, there's a movie that I thought about seeing earlier in the year, and I looked at a few advertisements from it. After I did that, those advertisements started showing up all the time on my social media app. Those algorithms really know how to promote things.
That can happen. And here we see, especially during the summer, throughout the years. Friends, we're not quite done yet, but first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? As a result. Imagine you're building a giant tower of blocks. You place one wobbly piece too fast and crash! The whole thing tumbles to the floor in a colorful avalanche. As a result, you have to start over from scratch. That little phrase connects the cause, the bad move, to the effect, the mess. It's like a bridge showing what happened because of something else. As a result means therefore or because of that. It introduces the outcome or consequence of an action or situation. It's perfect for explaining why things turned out the way they did. For example, she studied every night for the test. As a result, she got the highest score in class. Or it rained all morning. As a result, the soccer game was canceled. Here are three phrases with a similar usage. Therefore is a bit more formal and logical, great for writing or serious explanations. For example, the bus was late, therefore we missed the first part of the movie. So is the most casual and everyday choice. For example, I forgot my umbrella, so I got completely soaked on the way home. Consequently sounds a little fancier, often used when the result feels important or serious. For example, he didn't wear a helmet. Consequently, he had to go to the hospital after the fall. I once left my ice cream on the counter too long. As a result, it turned into a sad, melty puddle. These cause and effect phrases help us tell stories clearly and make sense of the why in life. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Blockbuster season. Today, while summer is still an important time for big movie releases, it is not the only one. Streaming services, holiday releases, and global audiences have changed the industry. Big movies now come out year-round, but summer remains the classic season for blockbusters.
Global 这个形容词，它是由名词 globe 地球或是地球仪这个字演变而来，意思呢是全球的或者全世界的。譬如 ，Climate change is a global problem that affects countries across the world。气候变迁是一个影响世界各国的全球性议题。我们也来看 globe 的例句，譬如 ，The teacher spun the globe to show students where Brazil is located。老师转动地球仪，向学生展示巴西的位置。Global 字尾加上 ize 就会变成动词 globalize， 意思是使全球化。譬如 ，Many companies globalize their products to reach customers in different countries。许多公司将他们的产品全球化，以触及不同国家的客户。And that's all for today's Language Lab。我们下次见。
So the blockbuster season, summer big movies have been a great thing for so long. Is it true though? Are there still the biggest movies just during the summer?
Let's find out in this next section together, friends. We read here, today, while summer is still an important time for big movie releases, it is not the only one. We all know what we're going to talk about here, friends. We have to talk about streaming services.
Okay, well, streaming services are online places or platforms where you can watch shows and movies. These days, there are quite a few of them.
Yeah, some examples might include Disney Plus, Hulu, and Netflix.
These are streaming services. That part, streaming there, just means you don't need to wait for a specific time to watch something you want to. They're always available.
That's right. And our article says here, friends, streaming services, holiday releases, and global audiences have changed the industry. Now, when we're talking about the industry, this could mean a lot of different industries. We're talking about all the companies in one specific field. Specifically here, we're talking about the movie industry.
Many people often talk about the technology industry. It is a big part of our economy and is always inventing new things.
You can use the industry for whatever field you're in or going into as well, friends. Now we read on here, big movies now come out year round. Let's talk about what we mean when we say year round.
Year round. That just means all throughout the year, at any time during the year.
Here's an example. That park is open year round. It never closes.
Big movies now come out year round, but summer remains the classic season for blockbusters.
Are you planning to see a blockbuster movie this summer, friends? That is definitely something you can talk about in English. What do you think, Garrett? Do you like to see summer blockbusters?
I've never been one to see many movies at the theaters. There is one movie I'm looking forward to this year, but it doesn't come out until later in the year.
All right, let's continue talking about this in just a moment, friends. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 not always, not all, not necessarily 这三个用语。这三个表达方式在英文中都属于部分否定的用法。Not always 的意思是不总是，不是每次都什么什么。Not all 的意思是不全是，并非所有，表示一群人或事物当中只有一部分符合描述。 而非全部。Not necessarily 的意思是不必然，不一定会。来看这个例句：A high price does not necessarily mean high quality. 高价并不一定代表高品质。All
right, friends, we're going to continue the discussion about when we see movies with our talk about it question. Do you go to theaters to see summer blockbusters? Why or why not? Garrett, you just said that you don't often go to the movies. Do you ever, though?
Occasionally, yes. Especially if there's a movie that I am really looking forward to. And summer could be a good time for that. I'll have to check which movies are out around now.
Yeah, usually I found that I like movies that come out in November or December. Oftentimes, these kind of movies are good for the family to see together, and that's something I grew up doing around Christmas time. My brothers and sisters and I would often go see a movie, either on Christmas Eve or even Christmas Day. It was something nice we could do as a family.
That is a great idea. Friends, what do you think? What are some of those big blockbusters that you have gone to the theaters to see over the years? When did they come out? Was it during the summer, around Christmas time, or some other time of the year?
This is something you can talk about in English. There are so many ways you can use the vocabulary you know to talk about movies. Even if you don't go to the movie theater, you can talk about the shows that you like to watch on your streaming service as well. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.